Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Kick off.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Debo Samuel in Australia, touchdown. Welcome to the Sports Cast, September 11th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. I also, before we start, want to commemorate the 9/11, 25 years, all the victims. And today we remember a huge, devastating day. But back into football kickoff this past couple of days. It feels like three games happened. No, but just two. First, the Seattle, LA Rams, all NFC West teams. And last night, the first game down under, and I can't have anyone else but co-host the show but Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
It is great. I feel like I'm back home on the Sportscast, man. It feels so good to be back to talk football with you, Santiago. And, man, what a game. The first game, that Seahawks game and that Patriots, that was a boring game, folks. You got the witness.
First half, especially.
You got the witness last night. A really good game. But it just shows you when you have a smart coach, you know how to get to Australia a week early, let you guys get used to the you know, you don't want some jet lag, dealing with jet lag and resting up and getting the practice in, make sure your players are healthy. And it showed last night.
Whose medical team was right? And that was San Francisco 49ers. They got the science right. Apparently the LA Rams thought, okay, if we get there the day before, we are still good. It did not look good. They looked sluggish. And Mike Evans, DeMarcus Robinson, and Deebo Samuel caught touchdown passes from Brock Purdy as the Niners beat the Rams 27-7 in Melbourne, Australia. Ray, what are your thoughts over this game and your thoughts over the location as well?
I'm going to be honest. If you guys ever flown to Australia, it's a long trip. And you have some serious jet lag because it's like you're like a day ahead, a whole day ahead and everything is all weird. So, which Coach Shanahan did, which was brilliant, he flew the guys out there for a week. And I said, is that going to work? And when I started watching, and I watched the whole game, when I saw the beginning of the game, I was like, uh-oh, the Rams looking pretty good with the running game with Williams and I was getting a little worried. I saw Puka catching some passes, and then we just turned it on. Just turned it on, man. He was spreading that ball to every receiver. You get a pass. Deebo. When's the last time we saw Deebo get a touchdown? Man, that was so. I don't even care if it was just, 15-yard pass. It was amazing. Amazing. They looked good. The defense, I jumped off the couch when the Rams was, fourth and goal on the goal line. You got 38-year-old Stafford. You think he's going to stop a Fred Warner? Oh, no. Them boys stopped them on the line. I said, we're going to win. When I saw that, I said, we're going to win.
And keep in mind, Ray, Rams are favorite to win the Super Bowl after getting Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald, which did not come into this game. He actually didn't fly with the team. But this is supposed to be the Super Bowl champions, by the way.
First of all, And I'm look, last time we played the Rams, they beat us 42-26. If you look at the last 5 years, we're 7-4. 7-4.
So interesting stat.
We still dominate the Rams, but we owed them some payback, man, because they gave us a good spanking. 42-26. That was horrible. We had beat them in October, then they just smashed us the following month. But this was payback. And then all that, I really got mad because it was on Netflix and all the people on the panel pretty much said the Rams are gonna win. They had the Packers were the underdogs. But guess what? People forget about defense. We got a good, when we are healthy, we have a very good defense. I won't say he's a superstar quarterback, but he's pretty decent. And now that we got Mike Evans, and nobody even thought about Robinson.
No one.
Nobody.
Not even you.
No, not even me. And then, you know, with Black and McCaffrey, the running game, I mean, it was just a beautiful game, and our kicker was making goals. I mean, hey, McCaffrey had, 68 yards? He was averaging 6.8. Then you had Black, 65 yards. He was averaging, 4.6-ish? You know, I mean, and don't forget, Purdy was running. Purdy even added 29 to the rushing. So they had a total of 174 in rushing. And then when you look at the receiving, I mean, they did 205 yards. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful game. And I think where the Rams messed up is they just stopped running the ball. They stopped running the ball. I thought Corum and Williams was actually doing pretty good in the beginning, and then Williams got a touchdown, and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna get these easy little third down touchdowns. But nah, it didn't happen. The only thing that I really saw that was great with the Rams was Puka.
That's their best player.
That was it.
And he had some off-season, off-the-field issues, too.
Well, you know what, guys? Keep your hands off women. That's all you got to do. And he was going, look.
And don't go to a massage therapist.
Don't go. Hey, the Niners owner. Oh, I knew you was going to bring that up. That's. And we even had a guy that was pretending to be.
What's up with that, Ray? What's going on with that? I mean, what have you heard? Are you surprised? Is his owner a little trouble?
Look, dude, he's just like Kraft. The guys are human, and I'm not saying, you know, that don't do that, because you're an owner. You represent. You are the top of the team. You're the owner of a team. You have to set an example. But it is what it is. Got, like, he's not going to be – he's not the first owner to get caught, and he's not going to be the last. I don't know what it is with – you know, if I'm a billionaire, I'm gonna be home with my wife. I'm not going to be going out there in Ohio, of all places in Ohio.
At least it wasn't in Florida or in Port St. Lucie like Kraft did. You got in trouble.
But it's embarrassing. I think I hope he got some punishment for that, because that's embarrassing.
Well, the NFL will decide in a few days. I know Roger Goodell is.
He's not going to sell. He's not going to be. He's not.
Yeah,
not
you can't make him sell.
They're not going to make him sell his team.
They just probably won't allow him to be in the stadium, like what they do with the Clippers.
You know what? I think he'll get suspended, but I think as an owner, I think though you should get some money take away. I think you should get suspended. And you need to go get some help. Get some help. If you're married,
Mike Vrabel
go
got help.
Counseling. Go get some counseling. Exactly. Get
He's
some
the same counselor.
get some counseling, because you're an owner. You represent a city, Santa Clara / San Francisco,
the Bay Area.
Dude, my DM was so full of York memes and people making fun of me.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. Oh, I had people teasing me about what's up with you, the owner. And I'm like, whatever, Kraft. You know, I mean, come on. This has been, I mean, it is what it is, though, man. It is, hey,
it is what it is. It is no one, is. No one's safe. No one, anyways, you just gotta keep your hands to yourself.
Exactly.
Stay at home and don't go to those parlors. All right. Injury last night. Darius Dazan dribbling card off and win over Renz. How significant is it? I've not heard how many games he's out, but you have to thoughts over this injury.
It happens. Unfortunately, people get injured. We have another serious injury too, where I think somebody's completely out for the whole year. So I hate injuries, but hopefully
ankle injury.
Yeah, hopefully, you know,
ankle, high sprain. One.
High sprains, they're like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah,
about 4 to 6 weeks, like Antonio Brown. He'll be all right. We'll be fine. You saw what
he's a wide receiver. He's not wide receiver one at least, so he's probably the 4 or 5 in the pecking order.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some pretty. I would have thought
Kittle played.
I know, but we really nobody's talking about Kittle. Everybody's talking about our new toy, Mike Evans. I'm scared though. Mike Evans has a history of injuries, and I'm a little bit worried. But we'll see what happens, man. I mean, he was doing his thing.
He's doing his thing. So invented leadership. But guess what? After this big trip to Australia. They host Miami Dolphins September 20th, but they have 3 straight home games, Ray. Was that a good trade-off?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And you'll see. You guys are going to see. We're healthy. Look at our team. We look healthy. We look great. When we're healthy and we got some of our defense players, you know what we can do. We're good. We just got the only team I worry about in our division is the Seahawks.
Yeah, they're the best.
I'm not worried about Arizona. I'm not worried about the Rams, but Seattle somehow I'm worried about because they're the Super Bowl champs too.
Super Bowl champions. You know? They got the quarterback. He's out for 2 weeks. Sam, the Darnold. Yeah. We got Drew Lock look good on Wednesday.
He did look good. People forget, you know, he used to be a quarterback for Denver and he lost.
And the Giants.
Yes, and the Giants, and he lost his spot. He's hey, sometimes this is your moment. This is your moment. You know, we had Mac Jones last year. You know, when Purdy was out, and Jones played like he was a tier one quarterback. So I was
first rounder. Dude,
he threw a beautiful pass to Jessen B. They look good, and they got – and I love Seahawks running game, too. I like that.
They're great.
They got a good running game. They got a good running game.
So before we go into predictions, your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk. Obviously, he's off the team or he's been released. He's no longer with the Niners. Or what are your thoughts over that? A lot of offseason drama.
You know, it's really sad because guys work really hard, and when you get your pay, then you want to act a fool. All right, you got paid, and then you just what happened? What happened? You got your money, and then what did we get in return? And I feel bad because there's so many guys that work hard to, especially receivers, to get paid. And this is why some receivers they move on because you finally give money to somebody and they don't show up, they don't put in the work. So, you know, I'm going to remember the good times, but I'm moving on. I'm not, like, we got Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, that's a good replacement.
So I'm happy we got Robinson, which people, very underrated receiver. This guy is a great veteran, and he can, I mean, we're good. We're good. We are good.
And to add a reminder, Brandon Ayuk is still under contract with the Niners, so he actually wanted to be traded to the Commanders. He was talking about that for a while, but I don't think it happened.
What did he say? Somebody said 49ers got on the won't happen.
But the one win won't happen again against the Rams.
Oh my God. Maker, 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 maker. maker.
Next game will be against the Rams in San Francisco. So that'll be December 13th. Maybe the division could be decided by then.
We'll see, man. But hey, I mean,
the Rams don't worry you.
I mean,
even when having like Garrett and Aaron.
I mean, it is what, like I said, man. It is what it is. We just go game by game. That's all we can do.
Let's look at the schedule of the Niners. Pretty easy schedule, I think. They got Miami, pretty easy. Cardinals, you have to worry about Jeremiah Love, new coach, new quarterback. Don't know if it's gonna be Brissett or the other guy, the rookie. And then you got the Broncos. That's a tough. That's the first two tests.
That is, the Broncos defense is tough, but I think I see Bo Nix getting knocked out by Bosa. I see Bosa chasing Bo Nix all around. Fred Warner, our defense. I see that. I'm not worried about the Seahawks.
Back to back tough games. Commanders, I don't think that's tough per se. That's a step below of the Seahawks and the Broncos.
I'll give their court. They got a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, but we don't know. He was out all year last year, so we don't know where he's at.
That's true. I think he's going to be a little bit rusty.
Well, for sure.
Hopefully he puts on
some weight. That guy's too skinny.
That's true.
Put some muscle weight.
Hit the gym.
Do what Kobe did back in the early days. He went to the gym and improved. So, anyways, Niners have a okay schedule, but they got a tough division. That whole division was in the playoffs, like in the later part. So,
healthy is the key. If we're healthy, we'll be okay.
Your coach Shanahan is really good with rotating players. He's really good at that. But hey, McCaffrey, you're not playing week four, maybe week six. You know,
don't need to. Just give him a rest. I mean, McCaffrey is, you know, he's not like towards the end of his career, but he's like right in the middle.
Peaked a little bit. Yeah.
You know, people forget he was running in Carolina. He got hurt in Carolina. Then he came to the Niners and got hurt.
That's all they have in Carolina was
him. That's it. That was it. That was it.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you have it. Football is back, but we got some more games this weekend. I thought there would be games tonight. So much going on from Wednesday and Thursday, but no, we have a break tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
The college football got Texas, Ohio State. We'll have Ray predict that a little bit later. But we're going to go first. Saints at the Lions. Everyone talking about the Tyler Shuck. The Saints are going to win the division. They're brand new, even though last year they were completely horrible. Lions, they're there. I don't see them as contenders, but you have New Orleans Saints at Detroit Lions, both dome stadiums.
I'm going for the Lions because the Saints are still the Aints.
Interesting. All right. We'll see what happens with the Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs, number one.
Got Gibbs. They got Brown. They got LaPorta.
Montgomery's still there? No, right?
No, Montgomery's with the Texans with the Wards.
Which they played the Bills. I know that game. All right. Let's go to Cincinnati. Baker Mayfield got a new contract, if you did not know.
Yes,
but Bengals have Joe Burrow. Not good defense, but they're back. I don't see a healthy Bengals throughout the season. But who do you have? Baker versus Joe Burrow.
Ooh, this is going to be a close game. But I'm going to have to give it up for the Bengals because the Bengals, they're playing in Cincinnati. And Chase is the man. Chase
is the man. So Cincinnati for Ray. Let's go to Indianapolis. Baltimore Ravens with a new coach. Jesse Minter, who came from the Seahawks.
Yes.
And then, of course, you got the Colts. Mr. Daniel Jones will be back, be playing. Lamar Jackson is renewed, apparently. He's under contract negotiation, but he's a old 29-year-old. Who do you have? Ravens at the Colts in the Dome Stadium.
This is a tough one because I love the Colts running back, Jonathan, but I got
JT, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's a beast. And they do have some really good receivers. But I'm going to give it to the Ravens, man, because put some respect on Lamar Jackson's name. They still got Henry. They still got Andrew. They got Zay Flowers. So I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens.
And keep in mind, a lot of their Ravens players went to the Giants. So we'll see how that kind of, you know, comes in together. All right, let's go to Jacksonville. Apparently Jacksonville has a bad September, but except last year, they had a good September. Mm. Cleveland Browns has a new coach, Todd Monken, who came from the Ravens, and they got Deshaun Watson back at quarterback. Who do you have, Browns at Jaguars?
Dude, I'm going with the Jaguars, man. Watson, I can't go with
Watson. When does Shador start?
Soon, folks, real soon. People are going to be booing Watson because he's going to be making a lot of mistakes. It's going to be very rusty. I got the Jaguars, man. Lawrence, the boy can play. The boy can play, man. And he's
Trevor
got
Lawrence, and that coach, the new coach I got last year, is really good still.
And they do have receivers. They do have some stud running backs. So, and they're in Jacksonville. So I'm going to give it to the Jaguars.
The Jaguars win in Jacksonville, new stadium 2 years from now. Yep. Jets at Titans, Robert Saleh Bowl, the return of Robert Saleh. He came from San Francisco, now with the Titans. Ray, do you have some sympathy towards Robert Saleh and the Titans?
Just a little bit, man. But this, he's going to get his revenge on the Jets. You know what the Jets did to him, folks. He's going to get his revenge. He's going to get his revenge. And I Titans, I see... what is it?
Cam Ward.
Yeah. I see Polar. I think he's going to run a lot. They got some young receivers. I got the Titans to win it because the Jets, I don't know. The only thing that I see the Jets have, they got Breece Hall. That's it.
All they have. That's and Geno Smith, if he's considered a good player.
Get out of here.
They got the 2027 draft pick, so we'll see who they get. Arch Manning? I don't know. Anyways, let's go into Texas. Bills. They got Josh Allen, probably the best quarterback in the NFL, and the Texans got C.J. Stroud. They're bringing him back. They haven't renewed his contract yet because they want to see what he has left. And of course, they got David Montgomery. Bills at Texans. Who you got, Ray?
You know what? The Texas defense is really, really good, and they got a really good elite
defense.
Yes, they have an elite defense. But you know what? I see a lot of Josh Allen running, and I see Cook.
That's my guy in fantasy.
Cook. People don't look, man.
He's beast mode.
It's bad. And I think Cook is going to run through the Texans. So there I got the Bills. It. I got the Bills.
This is a tough game to predict because we don't know if Tua's going to start or Cooper Rush. Apparently, Tua has an oblique injury, and he did not practice today, according to reports. Steelers have Aaron Rodgers, 41-year-old old man who was complaining about Danica Patrick this past week. Who do you have? New coach, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Falcons at Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers, man, because right now they just I don't like the quarterback situation. They still have Robinsons. They got stud running backs. They got the Robinsons. Yeah, man. Tuna, Penix, Cooper. Ugh. It's a bad situation at quarterback in ATL.
And of course, they have having Stefanski, two-time coach of the year.
Yes.
So yes. We'll see what happens. Jalen Warren, Rico Daddles with the Steelers. So we'll see what happens. I think McCarthy might make it a little bit better, but we'll see. Let's go to Carolina. We got the Chicago Bears, one of the best offenses a year ago. Panthers have Bryce Young. This game, of course, you're very familiar with the Panthers, but who you got, Chicago Bears at Carolina?
I'm going with the Bears, man. I'm going with the Bears. And the reason why I'm going with the Bears is because I just think they looked great last year with Khalid Williams. I think he's going to get even better. I think he's going to get even better this year.
Cole Kmet.
Yeah, and the Panthers, man. I mean, the Panthers got young receivers, and I think they're still trying to develop and get better. But I'm going with the Bears.
They got new stadium renovations there. All right, let's go to Packers at Vikings. Kyler Murray is the starting quarterback. J.J. McCarthy got demoted to QB3. Packers still got Jordan Love.
Yes.
They don't got Malik Willis anymore. He's in Miami.
Yeah, he's in
Miami. This is an NFC North rivalry. Who do you have in Minnesota in the Dome?
Dude, fantasy wise, I gotta get some love for love, man.
He's hit or miss, right?
What's that?
He's hit or miss on fantasy.
He is, but you know what? Kyle gotta show me something, man. The Kyle that I've seen in Arizona ain't really, he don't study the playbook. And just because he's in a new, you gotta show me.
I don't know, because Minnesota has that quarterback coach. That head coach McConnell, he's a quarterback guy. And he's resurrected some careers here and there. Can he do it for Kyler?
I don't think so. Interesting. That's why I'm going with the Packers.
He has Justin Jefferson.
I see Jefferson getting mad because I see Kyle going to run. I think he's going to run a lot. And I think it's going to, he's just going to be running. Gonna run and Jefferson's gonna get mad because he's gonna be like, dude, I was open, and you still got Addison, and you still got TJ, whatever Hawkinson or whatever. I mean,
Hawkinson,
yeah,
tight end, right? Or wide receiver,
tight end. I don't know, man. I just see a lot of Mason and the other Aaron Jones running a lot for the Vikings.
For Aaron Jones.
There you go.
You know, it's funny. I think there was a quote from Kyler Murray this past offseason that one of his issues was his height. He couldn't see the receivers. Tells it all, right?
I mean, Drew Brees was a short guy, but he won a Super Bowl, and he had an arm. He had an arm. So if you have God-gifted gifts, your height should be.
You got to invent yourself. Reinvent yourself. Hey, coach, give me some plays. Let's work it out together. Let's get the line.
Exactly.
He's not doing it. He's not motivated. Maybe in Minnesota he might be motivated. We'll see with McConnell. Let's go to Las Vegas, the best, what's it called? The Star Wars Stadium. Malik Willis makes his debut for the Miami Dolphins. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for the Raiders. They also have Ashton Jeanty. This game should be fun. Who you have?
Oh, man. I'm going with Dolphins.
Raiders.
I'm going with the. I can't go with the Raiders, and the reason why they don't have Bowers. Bowers had knee surgery.
He had a meniscus tear.
Yes.
Apparently, he'll be back in 2 weeks. Apparently.
Right. So with them with no Bowers, I don't see Trey.
They had Ashton Jeanty.
That's it. That is it, folks. No, man. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins.
I'll take it.
The Dolphins got they got running games. They got running backs. They got
a chance.
They have a chance. Quarterback, I'm a little iffy on the quarterback.
With Green Bay. He had a few good spurts, also with Tennessee. He's my alma mater, but we'll see.
But I just got the Dolphins, man. Raiders can't win in Vegas, folks. They just can't win.
Interesting. Anyways. Sorry, Kevin. It's funny because I was watching old videos like from this Las Vegas resident. Man, we'll probably never see a pro team here. And look what happened 20 years later. Anyways, let's go to Los Angeles. Arizona Cardinals, as Ray is very, very familiar with, the debut of rookie running back Jeremiah Love for the Cardinals. Yeah. Goes against Mike McDaniel, and now the Chargers OC against Justin Herbert. Who do you have in this Pacific right here?
I'm going to have to go with Herbert, and I'm going to have to go with McConkey. And
is it your team?
I'm gonna have to go with the Chargers, man. I'm gonna have to go with the Chargers.
Supercharger.
I just think they got a coach, great coach.
Harbaugh.
They got great running backs, great receivers. Cardinals, I think, you know, you gotta show me something. You gotta
Jeremiah
show me
Love.
Something. You gotta show me. So
Carson Beck.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think, and that Chargers, that stadium's just going to be wild. And I think, I think Cardinals just ain't going to have enough.
Exactly. You know, Keenan Allen went to Indianapolis.
Yes.
He got in trouble drinking.
Yeah.
So when I think of the Chargers, I think of Keenan Allen. That's the first guy you think of.
He's old, too, but he's still in there.
He's Mike Evans' age, right?
Oh, man. How old is Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp. Wow, he's up there. He's like 34, maybe.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's up there.
But he's an old 34.
He caught a one-yard, one-hand pass.
Maybe this is his comeback here. All right, let's go to Philadelphia Eagles. A lot going on there. NFC rivalry. Commanders are back. Commanders have Stephon Diggs and Terry McLaurin. Eagles, they say Barkley's going to have that 2024 year. What's going to happen in Philadelphia?
Commanders, good team, but not on the level of the Eagles. I think the Eagles just got, even with A.J. Brown gone, this next man up, they got a great tight end, Goddard. They got an awesome running back. And I just see, and I think, watch, Barkley, you're going to see a lot of Barkley.
You think so?
Yeah.
I like Barkley. We'll see what happens. Philly, now is it's the number one wide receiver is Devontae Smith now. He's next man up.
Next man up.
Sunday Night Football, Jackson Dart, Harbaugh era begins. The Cowboys still have Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens. What's going to happen in New York, Sunday Night Football? This should be a good game. First test for Harbaugh. What are your thoughts?
Dude, Lamb and Pickett. Come on, man. With Javon.
And Pickens still under a contract negotiation.
Pay that man. Pay that man. That's your number two receiver.
You think that Micah Parsons trade is working out for them?
Yes.
I think so. It's interesting.
Yes. And you got Javonte Williams. He's a great running back. You got Ferguson at tight end. And you got your quarterback still there.
Highest paid still.
So I think Cowboys have a complete team. The Giants is a young team. And then they had injuries. Scatbo had injuries. Dart had an injury. I think
Neighbors is coming back, but no preseason reps.
They're going to be rusty. The Giants are going to be a little rusty. Cowboys offense. Offense, man. They're going to score a lot of points in this game, the Cowboys.
All right. I'm going to change the rules this year. We're going to predict Monday Night Football because I know Ray wants to predict this little sucker. Broncos at the Chiefs. What I'm hearing, Mahomes is starting. That's what I'm hearing. Nothing factual, but he's starting, coming off of an ACL tear, had surgery. Who do you have? Broncos elite defense. Bo Nix, he's back. Who do you have?
You know, there's been great dynasties, and dynasties come to an end, and then young teams move up. That Bronco defense is tough, man. It is really tough. And if you had Patrick Mahomes at 100%, and they have Rice, who's a great receiver, they got a new running back in Walker.
That's key. That's a major detail.
That is. But this Bronco defense, guys, is legit. They're legit. They're tough. You know, the reason the Broncos won a lot of games wasn't because of Bo Nix and the offense and Sutton. It was because of that Bronco D. And I think, you know, Kelsey's getting older. Like, it happens. You get injuries.
Happened to the Niners in the 80s. They're all gone now.
Injuries. When you get injured a lot, those injuries, you can get re-injured again. And then you can't beat Father Time. You get older. You're not as quick. But Patrick Holmes, he's still that dude. But with him kind of banged up a little bit, I just think the Broncos are just the stadium, the crowd, just like the 12th man with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
If the crowd can get behind the Chiefs, it's that crowd.
It's a very hostile environment in Kansas City Stadium.
That stadium can motivate the Chiefs, and the Chiefs got it. But that Bronco defense, but I'm going with the Bronco D.
You're going for the Bronco defense, winning it all against Mahomes. I would just start Justin, what's his last name? Came from the Jets. Anyways,
I know he's
that guy playing for Ohio State.
You got to protect your investment, man. Like, look, we got a whole season. Give him some time because he can get re-injured. I mean, look what happened to Sam McDonald. Oh my God, like the hip. And people are, I think a lot of people are downplaying, but a hip injury.
Justin Fields, yeah.
Yeah, Justin Fields. Yeah, I play Justin
Fields. Yeah, hips and knees. ankles, and Achilles. Those four.
Hip injury took out the great Bo Jackson, and it was just a simple tackle. And
he played injured. I think, like what I heard, he reconnected his hip, and then he kept playing, right?
Kept playing, yeah. Yep. Yep.
But then again, of course,
never the same. Wow.
Played two sports. Deion Sanders played two sports, so one of the greatest. Maybe, they say Bo Jackson is the greatest athlete of all time, more than Michael, but it's debatable.
He was amazing when I saw him, man. I love the Nike Bo Nose commercials.
But what?
When he played for the Kansas City Royals and when he played for the Raiders. Oh, man. He was
the Oakland Raiders.
Amazing. Yes, the Oakland Raiders.
Well, there you have it. NFL Week 1 preview. Ray, before we go, what are your expectations for the Niners? Super Bowl contenders, playoff contenders, NFC championship contenders.
Win. Just win. Just win.
One thing Shanahan has, produced a lot of coaches, but he hasn't won that championship. That's missing.
I don't think Arizona is going to stop us. I don't think the Rams are going to stop us. The Seahawks barely, because you had May throwing interceptions. And then I'm like, why didn't you just kick a field goal? Tie up the game.
That was a whole conversation last night on the Jersey Boys.
Tie the on that. Like, what were you thinking? I'm screaming at the TV, Santiago, and I'm like, what are you
doing? In West Coast time.
What are you doing?
I know. Hey, Rusty. Rust. It could be jet lag. No, not really, because that game was not in Australia. All right, Patriots. We'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens with the Niners. A lot of games this week. Enjoy it. Who do you have, Ohio State or Texas?
Let's go Ohio State.
Ohio State wins in Texas over Arch Manning. Interesting. All right, you can reach what are your coordinates, Ray? How can people reach you and talk to you about San Francisco barbecue?
Guys, I took pretty much almost a year off, but I am back game streaming. I'm actually doing another show in an hour with my good friend Rock, the Rock and Ray show, where we talk about gaming and stuff. But Ray 3473, I'm on Blue Sky, I'm on Threads, I'm on X, and it is so good to be back on the Sportscast, and I'm pumped up for football. I'll be watching the games, and I'll be writing down my notes and stats, and I'll hopefully.
I wrote down your predictions, by the way. So
thank you. Yeah, I can't wait
this season. I'm going through a still World Cup hangover. Now it's the NFL, so looking forward to this season. A lot of unpredictables. I can't even predict who's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think it'll be the Seahawks, but we'll see what happens.
It's not going to be Seahawks.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be tweeting throughout the weekend. College football is hot right now. Ray, do you think NFL players should go back to college and play?
No. The money. You go after the money. Go make the money.
And you can make money in the NFL. You can stay.
You make some money, but you can make the NFL, get you an agent, get you marketing, and get you money.
Don't do the Lamar Jackson with his mom as his agent.
No, and invest. Don't spend your money, man.
Get your Fidelity accounts.
NFL is not for long.
Exactly. Well, there you have it, Ray. Appreciate you coming. And this was your update.